Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Texas Ag economist David Anderson joining us, talking cattle markets after this.
Don't waste time away from your operation. Find all the equipment you need in one place. AuctionTime.com. Buy or sell heavy-duty trucks, farm equipment, and construction equipment. No buyer's fees, no hidden reserves. And unlike conventional auctions, AuctionTime.com gives potential buyers the chance to discuss specifics about the auction pieces with the seller directly or see the actual machine for themselves. Auctioning and bidding on the equipment you need is easy and efficient at AuctionTime.com. Register now. Register for free. Visit AuctionTime.com.
Neighbors, we're pleased to invite you to this year's Grass to Grid Customer Appreciation Female Sale happening December 30th, starting at 12 noon at the Beaver River Livestock Auction, Beaver, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 800 commercial bred cows, bred heifers, and open heifers. These are eye-appealing, practical cattle that'll be functional for all types of commercial operations. For more details about this year's Grass to Grid Customer Appreciation Female Sale, contact John Griswold, 405-780-3300, 405-780-3300. Multi-year highs being seen in this cattle market as we wrap up the old year. Texas AgriLife Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. David Anderson says, if you've been around the cattle market very long, you are amazed probably by these price levels here in 2010. As far as why?
4 years ago in the fall of 2006, corn prices took off and have been at a much higher range than they were historically. You think about a national average corn price for the 20 years before 2006 being around $2.35, the national average price. Now we're something, you know, quite a bit higher than that. And we've seen swings in prices up to as high as almost $8. And that doesn't even mention diesel fuel costs and fertilizer prices and in terms of feed costs, you know, the whole gamut of costs are much higher than they were. And because of those costs, we've had to transition to fewer beef cows, fewer cattle numbers, and less beef production.
One impact that Dr. Anderson says you don't think a lot about in the beef cattle business, the impact on the dairy industry that the recession has had. He says that a booming export market initially sheltered the dairy industry somewhat from the impact of increased costs, but the market dropped when the recession hit. There's been a lot of milk production weighing on the market. It's added up to a difficult time for dairy producers and liquidation of cows, more beef pounds as a result.
So our prices collapsed at the same time we have very high feed costs like the rest of livestock agriculture. So we had 2009 that was probably the worst year ever for the dairy industry, for milk producers. You got 2010, which was a lot of treading water. Prices recovered somewhat, but just a lot of treading water and not a lot of recovery from the financial wreck of 2009. It looks like we're going to have prices in 2011 starting off the year that are going to be pretty low, particularly relative to costs, and I think we're starting to see some increase in dairy cow slaughter in response to that, is trying to get supplies under control a little bit.
So what does the crystal ball tell us about 2011? David Anderson is optimistic.
I think we're really going to see the cutbacks in beef supply because of fewer beef cattle. As that works through the system, we're going to see sharply tighter supplies in 2011 and higher prices because of it. That does hold some implications for demand as we compete with pork and poultry products for the consumer's dollar. So I think that's a risk factor. The corn market is always going to be a major source of uncertainty for us, but I think we're really going to see higher prices next year compared to 2010 because of tighter supplies.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. David Anderson. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The Oklahoma Beef Council wants you to know what your beef checkoff dollars are doing. Here's Baxter Black.
If you've got cattle, you pay your beef checkoff. But do you know where it goes and if it's worth it? Well, this is Baxter Black, and I found the answers on mybeefcheckoff.com. When I sell a critter, I'm supporting projects that keep consumers loving beef. And volunteers, folks like you and me, decide how the dollars are invested, and they're good at it. Each dollar invested returns a $5 bill. So check out mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by the Beef Checkoff.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.